Santa Monica sues the FAA over airport ownership. Senators question unwarranted GA searches. And high praise for the FAA's new pilot training rule. This is Aero News for Thursday, November the 7th, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The City of Santa Monica, California has sued the FAA to establish the city's right to control future use of the Santa Monica Airport property, which the city has long owned. The lawsuit, filed in federal court in Los Angeles, asked the court to declare that the city holds clear title to the land, and it also challenges as unconstitutional the FAA's claim that the city must continue to operate the airport indefinitely, even after contracts establishing the city's airport obligations expire. The city has owned and operated the airport since the 1920s. During World War II, the city leased it to the federal government for a nominal amount in support of the war effort. During the war, the city and the federal government worked together to expand and improve the airport, and after the war, when the federal leases expired, the airport was returned to the city through an instrument of transfer. The federal government claims that the instrument of transfer obligates the city to operate the airport in perpetuity or forfeit its ownership interest to the federal government. The city disputes this claim, based in part on the city's near 100-year ownership of the airport land and the fact that the airport was merely leased to the federal government, not sold. A settlement agreement between the FAA and the city, reached in 1984, obligates the city to run the airport through 2015. Well, with the anticipation of the expiration of that agreement, the city has undertaken a process to consider options for future use of the land. Some say the city has wanted to restrict or close the airport based on resident noise complaints that allegedly are being made by non-residents. AOPA says the suit is without merit, that the airport must remain as it is, even if that decision is, quote, politically unpopular for a few council members, end quote. NBAA says the airport is vital to business aviation in the area, and they are determining how NBAA can best assure that the airport remains open. Seven U.S. senators, led by Kansas Republican Pat Roberts, have sent a letter to Acting Secretary of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Rand Beers, requesting an explanation for a rise in unwarranted stops and searches of U.S. general aviation aircraft that had not crossed the U.S. border by Customs and Border Protection. The letter says, in part, quote, "We do not disagree that agents working for CBP have limited authority to stop a plane and ask for proof of an airman certificate, medical certificate, authorization, or license. However, we wholly disagree with agents demanding access to search an aircraft without reasonable suspicion or probable cause that illegal activity is occurring," end quote. The senators say that Beers should provide a record of every stop and search of general aviation aircraft in the United States by the CBP agents since the beginning of calendar year 2009. These records, they say, should be broken down by state and should include the relevant facts surrounding each search. Specifically, they want to know the reasons these searches took place, what reasonable suspicion existed that led to a stop, and what probable cause CBP agents had to conduct the searches. And they want the information no later than November the 15th. The Airline Pilots Association International is praising an announcement made by the FAA to move forward with the implementation of new training rules for air carrier pilots. The new rule was announced earlier this week. ALPA President Captain Lee Moak hailed the implementation of the new rules as, quote, "another step forward in making a safe industry even safer," end quote, adding that, again quoting, "ALPA is especially pleased about the rollout of these new rules because of the significant contributions that they make to the safety of passengers and airline pilots," end quote. Meanwhile, NTSB Chairman Deborah A.P. Hirschman says the FAA's new pilot training rules address many NTSB safety recommendations, and when these provisions are implemented, safety will be improved. Hirschman said, quote, "We applaud Secretary Fox, Administrator Huerta, and the entire FAA team for finalizing this long-awaited rule, which addresses recommendations stemming from accidents dating back more than two decades," end quote. Hirschman added that the NTSB looks forward to working with the FAA and the aviation community to study and identify where further measures may be needed. Members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, District 751, District W24, will vote on a proposal from the Boeing Company that, if approved, would guarantee the Boeing 777X wings and fuselage will be built by IAM members in the Puget Sound. In exchange for the 777X guarantee, Boeing proposes a new 8-year labor agreement that will expire in September 2024, providing an unprecedented degree of labor stability in the volatile and competitive industry. When Aero News continues, if at first you don't succeed, a different kind of sports training camp, and 10,000 now being served.
Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics now offers dealer-only repair services for Bendix King, Mode S transponders, radar altimeters, and HF systems. For expert repairs and quick turnarounds, count on Mid-Continent Instruments and Avionics.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, November the 7th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The FAA has informed California Pacific Airlines that it will be sometime in 2014 before it can review the carrier's latest application to begin service out of Carlsbad's McClellan Palomar Airport. The airline wants to provide regional service to San Jose, Oakland, and Sacramento in California, as well as Las Vegas, Nevada, Phoenix, Arizona, and later into Mexico, using 72-seat Embraer regional jets. But due to this most recent delay, CEO John Salvaggio said Tuesday that all of the airline's employees had been furloughed and that he was returning to his Florida home, according to a report from UT San Diego. The airline had its first application rejected. Reconsideration of the application was then delayed by sequestration and eventually denied again. A third application was submitted in September. The FAA now says it will review its staffing in light of the recent government shutdown, personnel changes, and lost resources in early 2014, and it will then advise if they can resume consideration of CPA's certification request. The eagerly anticipated news that the Red Bull Air Race will return in 2014 has been met with overwhelming excitement from fans, pilots, and journalists around the world. It has now been revealed that there will be a new dimension to the championship, bringing fresh, new flying talent to the racetrack and nurturing the next generation of race pilots. To secure the safety and future of the sport, there will be a Red Bull Air Race Challengers Cup in 2014. At certain Red Bull Air Race stops, a Challengers Cup race will be held on an adapted track at the main location, and it will be part of the Red Bull Air Race weekend. In preparation for this, a host of determined pilots are currently flying at a dedicated qualification camp in Texas in a bid to earn a preliminary version of the coveted super license, meaning that as pilots they will have met the stringent criteria to participate in the new Challengers Cup. Each is testing their skills in race conditions and being trained to fly safely through the track. The step-by-step process is designed to support the pilots as they fly at incrementally lower altitude in the track without any pressure to beat the clock. They will also undergo rigorous psychological tests to verify their suitability for the fast-paced sport. There are pilots from across Europe, including the UK, France, and Germany, as well as from Malaysia, where the second stop of the 2014 race calendar is taking place for the very first time. The NBAA reports that the association has reached an historic milestone with 10,000 companies in its membership for the first time ever. According to NBAA President and CEO Ed Boland, NBAA's 10,000th member exemplifies why companies rely on business aviation. That member, TCB Air LLC, operates a Beechcraft King Air C-90A about 300 hours a year out of Kalamazoo Battle Creek International Airport in Michigan. Two Midwestern manufacturing companies own the plane and use it to transport sales, engineering, and other staff to customer locations and plants throughout the U.S. The twin turboprop is also used to bring customers to the company's headquarters in Kalamazoo. NBAA was established in 1947 with 19 charter members. Today, the association represents a diverse set of companies of all sizes across the United States. You know, that's got me thinking. As a self-employed businessman, I do use my hot air balloon in association with my work. I wonder if I could be number 10,001. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks so much for listening. You're now cleared for departure.